This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 409 and a quarter, down 7 3/4. September corn, 4.5, down 9. December corn, 406 and a quarter, down 9. July soybeans, 1363, down 24 3/4. August soybeans, 1273 1/4, down 26 1/2. September soybeans, 1150 1/4, down 16 1/2. July wheat, 545, down 23. September wheat, 556 3/4, down 22 3/4. December wheat, 580 1/2, down 23 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices did then lower on Monday afternoon. Favorable growing conditions, mild temperatures, and either a large crop yield estimate or record yield estimates were reasons to push corn and soybean futures lower. With positive reports of favorable conditions worldwide, wheat sought lower levels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 9 to 12 cents, ranging from 380 to 401. Soybean bids were down 26 to 27 cents at 1323 to 1349. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 9 to 10 cents at 383 to 402, with soybeans 15 to 29 cents lower at 1325 to 1360. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 10 cents lower, ranging from 397 to 419. Soybean bids were down 25 to 27 cents, ranging from 1335 to 1370. And wheat bids 23 cents lower, ranging from 511 to 536. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 27 cents, ranging from 1353 to 1393. Basis unchanged, ranging from 80 to 120 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $468.70 to $481.70, which was up $4.70 to $11.70 per ton, with basis up $8 to $15, range from $25 to $38 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 9 cents at $4.01 to $4.21, with basis unchanged, range from option to 20 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at 416 to 420, basis unchanged to 2 cents higher, ranging from 15 to 19 over September. Soybeans down 6 to 24 cents, ranging from 1368 to 1379, with basis up 3 to 21 cents, ranging from 95 to 106 over the August. Wheat prices 25 to 26 cents lower on Monday, range from 542 to 549, with basis 2 to 3 cents lower, range from 8 to 15 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids down 8 to 9 cents, ranging from 432 to 434. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 19 to 25 cents, with quotations at 1380 to 1394. Soft red winter wheat down 21 to 23 cents at 567 to 570, and Milo ended the day 8 cents lower at 424 to 434. Contract bids for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 368 up to 391, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1089 up to 1113. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 371 to 386. New crop soybean bids range from 1084 up to 1108. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 364 up to 386, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1096 to 1116. That completes our grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 154.95, down 5 cents. October live cattle, 156.67, down 22 cents. December live cattle, 155.20, down 85 cents. August feeder cattle, 218, up 37 cents. September feeder cattle, 219.22, up 40 cents. October feeder cattle, 219.20, up 35 cents. July lean hogs, 131.80, up 7 cents. August lean hogs, 131.82, up 22 cents. October lean hogs, 117.85, up $1.10. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 7th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Direct Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations were a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.28 higher in the range of $120 to $132, with the weighted average carcass price of $128.48. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 69 to 73, 4 to 5 weights 71 to 76, 5 to 6 weights 75 to 80, and 6 weights and up 76 to 82. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $86 to $92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,852 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 198 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $134.20, and that was 32 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $248.18, which was 6 cents higher, and select carcasses were $241.23, which was 11 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 4,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at nothing compared to 2,000 for last week and 3,000 for a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.15. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.82. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.06. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.74. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.62. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.07. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.51. October beans delivered to Scottville, $11.07. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.34. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.15. Corn at Scottville is $4.06. Beans at Greenfield are $13.62. Beans at Scottville are $13.51. And wheat at Scottville is $5.34. The Illinois Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop and weather report. Heavy rains continued to soak the northwest and northeast districts last week, while the southern half of the state received less than average precipitation. There were 4.6 days suitable for field work for the week ending on July 6th. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.48 inches, 0.54 inches above normal. Average temperature was 70.6 degrees, 4.1 degrees below normal. Wheat harvest reached 82%, ahead of the five-year average of 79%. Corn silking reached 28%, slightly behind the five-year average of 30%. Corn condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. Soybean blooming was at 29%, above the five-year average of 17%. Soybean condition was rated at 75% good to excellent. Sorghum planted reached 93%, above the five-year average of 89%. Sorghum headed and oats headed reached 12 and 90%, respectively. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 2% poor, 26% fair, 52% good, and 19% excellent. Topsoil moisture was rated at 6% short, 81% adequate, and 13% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 12% short, 81% adequate, and 6% surplus. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will host a two-hour seminar covering regulations that affect farm vehicle drivers. The seminar will begin at 7 o'clock in the evening on Tuesday, August 5th, in the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building. The seminar will focus on trucking laws, new and well-worn, that are important to farmers. Questions are encouraged during this seminar. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund, who specializes in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau. Advanced registration is requested for this seminar. To register, you can call 217-854-2571. The Jersey County Fair kicked off this past weekend. I spoke with treasurer of the Jersey County Fair, Tom Moore.
Oh, we've got, you know, some really great open livestock shows, and then up and coming, starting Tuesday night, we should kick off our parade, and we have a talent contest after that. Wednesday night's our queen contest. New event that's not new, but we kind of took a few years away from it, was our bull riding. And we've got bull riding and a barrel racing on Thursday night. We've got a lot of interest in that, and we look forward to having really a great show on Thursday night with bull riding. Of course, Friday night's our ITPA tractor pull along with local tractors, and then Saturday night's what we have, their Grand National NTPA pull. We'll have pullers here from all over the United States pulling this Saturday night. And we follow up with our local truck pull. And Sunday's our demo derby. We wrap up the fair with it, along with our Western Horse Show, and just lots of activities.
It sounds like that. I'm sure that bull riding is going to attract quite the crowd. Do you have any idea how many people will be participating in it?
They're talking like we'll have between 30 and 40 riders, you know, just bull riders. And then, you know, barrel racers would probably be looking at that 15 to 20 mark. So we should have a really nice really good show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, great. And you said you took off of this for a few years. So why did you guys kind of put it on hold for a while?
Well, you know, you kind of hear the thing, you know, you have the same old, same old. We had the rodeos and bull riding for 20 years, and, you know, we just wanted to make a change, you know. We just felt like we need to freshen it up. And so we did motocross, freestyle motocross, and had really good crowds for that. And last year we had a monster truck show, and we just had a lot of people come to us, you know. They wanted to see the bull riding back. So we kind of felt the popularity was working back up again, so we thought we'd go for it and do another deal, and we're really happy with the response we're getting.
Well, great. It's all about what the public wants.
Yeah, you know, you've got to have what the people want, and then you got to have a good product.
And I hear you guys had your Master Showmanship contest. Can you go over how that went?
Yeah, we held it on Sunday evening. The Master Showmanship is a combination of three species, sheep, hogs, and cattle. We had 21 4-H'ers participate in the junior and senior division, 15 in the senior and 6 in the junior. It was a very competitive competition. It took about 2.5 hours to do. In the end, we pick our champion. The champion senior represents us at the Illinois State Fair. And our champion senior showman was Laura Kerback, and reserve was Ashley Moore for senior. And then our junior winner was Sarah Ritchie, and reserve champion was Abby Byrne.
All right. Well, hopefully those youth that are going to be representing us at the Illinois State Fair study up, and best of luck to them.
Well, they've always done well up there. We've had several individuals that's placed in the top 5 up there over the years.
That's great. That really goes to show the quality of showmanship that the youth in our listening area have.
Oh, yeah, there's really some great kids that really work at it hard and do an excellent job, them and their family.
All right, sounds great. Well, Tom, is there anything else you want to add about the Jersey County Fair before we go here?
You know, we look forward to the week. We've got two nice free acts here on the grounds. We've got a pirate ship that does 3 shows a night, along with an animal show called Wombo's Amazing Animals. We've got lions and tigers. We try to, you know, we've got a lot, you know, activities here for the for the family to come out, and we feel our carnival second to none.
Again, that was Tom Moore, treasurer of the Jersey County Fair. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.